So we're doing Menachah Arnold today, right? Okay. So, it's a little tricky. I think we have to do a little detective work here. And I think I figured him out. But we have to use some good methodology a little bit here to try to work our way towards an answer. Because he's, something's tricky about him. Okay. So the main thing is he's Rava. There's only Rava. There's one position, one answer. Rava gives his explanation. The Gemara attacks it and defends it. Okay. So remember, there's two limudim, kechsavim vechizmanim. Right, it just compares their times, it's written and it's not their times. And then there's karam and asim. These days are remembered and done. Okay. So again, the Gemara wants to know, because the Mishnah says you can't read the Megillah out of order, the Mafraya. So the question is, from where do you know? What's the source? So Rava says, again, we're going to learn this Gemara now from the eyes of Rabbeinu Chananel. We previously did our Gersa. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to have a different Gersa. So we're just going to try to learn the steps in the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Chananel. He says very little, but... So basically, there's two psukim. One pasuk says that the Jews accepted lios osim esayayom ayilak chesavim v'chizmanam, that they will do, they will celebrate, they will make, they will do the days like it is written and like their times. Okay, like they wrote and like their times.
Hello, Dr. Jerry.
Hi there. And the second pasuk is Ve'ayom Ha'ilan is Karim V'Nasim. And these days are remembered and done. Remembered is Mikra Megillah, and Nasim means done, celebrated. Okay. So the Rava tries to say, how do you know that you can't read out of order? So he says, Kechsavam V'Chizmanam, it compares the Ksavam, which they wrote, their writing, and their times. Just like their times, he says, rather than the Benchalanam reading. He says, "Akorsim yol yatzam in alanam a rava de amrinan kechsavim vechizmanam. Ma yedalat sheizmanam zmanam is the time. Yedalat the 14th. Im yavar if it passes, right? If you miss the 14th, if it becomes the 15th, lo yitakin lachzir al mafraya. It's not appropriate. You can't go back and backwards. Lekrosa biyom yedalat. You can't. Now it's 15. You can't now read it on day 14. Shekvar avar." Right, because it's already passed. You can't read it on 14. After 14, already passed. You can't go back in time. So just like the Zmanam can't be backwards, Kach Kriyasa the Mafrayalo. So too the reading can't be backwards. Okay? Now, how exactly does Kechsavam mean the Kriya? Right, I understand because zmanam lafreyelo. Zmanam means the times. You can't take the date and do it the 14th after the 14th is over. But so too the ksavam can't be the mafreya. How is that? What does that have anything to do with the reading of the Megillah? Right.
I mean, it's the same way we did before.
Maybe we could. But the problem is then we have to see, because the problem is now. The Gemara doesn't reject Rava. So now let's see if it pans out. Okay. Afal gav dehai kra kechsava mechizmanam be'asi yuksev. Right. So the Gemara asked. I mean, he's putting it into afal gav, but the kasha is it's not talking about reading. It's ilios osim es shnei yam ha'ila kechsava mechizmanam. That the Jews will do the days kechsava mechizmanam. It's not talking about the reading. It's talking about the doing of the days. Right, so how could you carry that over to the reading of the Megillah? So he says, no, iskish zechira l'asiyah. Right, iskish zechira l'asiyah. You compare the remembering is compared to the doing. The remembering is the Mikra Megillah. Shnemer v'ayom ha'ilnis karmanasim, because the other pasuk compares them. Remember and do. So it's saying, since remembering is compared to doing, remembering is Mikra Megillah is compared to doing, and by doing it says... You have this lima that just like the time can't be backwards, so too the ksavam can't be backwards, which is talking about the doing. And doing is compared to the reading of the Megillah. So take doing Doing and remembering is equated. So reading the Megillah and doing is equated. So therefore, when it says Leos Osim Mishnei Yom Kedech Uzmanam, we might as well just have said to remember the days Kichsam Uzmanam, like the reading the Megillah. So saying just like the reading of the Megillah, you can't do a later date. So too, you can't do it not Kichsavam somehow, which means they've been doing it backwards. Basically, a question is: so what's the deal here? What's the package, right? What's Rava's unknown? So what's his idea? What's the comparison between? There's two parts of this thing. One is that it's karmanasim, that reading the Megillah is compared to doing. What does that mean exactly? In what sense? How so? And then, given that that's the case, it's almost as if it wrote, "Read the Megillah should be kichsavim v'chizmanam." Read the Megillah should be kichsavim v'chizmanam. Just like zmanam can't be backwards, so to kichsavim can't be backwards. Which is kichsavim again. It's just hard to understand what it means altogether, right? So I guess we have to explain both of those pieces and find out what's his idea at the end of the day.
I just wanted to point out is like, so it's not just a hekesh, or like the pasuk says that the Jews accepted to make these days kilsam v'chizmanam, to do these days kilsam v'chizmanam, right? So that means to do them. That's the Gemara's question, right? I mean, it doesn't mean to read the Megillah; it means to do them. But then it says the next pasuk compares nizkarim v'nasim, right? Nizkarim v'nasim. Remembering and doing are equated, right? Remembering equated. So it means it's like when the Megillah says the Oth Osim to do these days, it refers to the remembering as well, only whatever. But in other words, it's referring to the remembering of the Megillah, the remembering of the Nes, when it says to do these days. Right? That they will do these days. It's saying is that's a reference. That's what he's saying. Even though it's talking about Osim, but Osim and his karma are really compared, are equated. Right? So it implies that there's an intimate connection between the Niskarma and the Nasim. Right? That they go together. Not so much that they're not only so that they're related, but is that it could call the remembering Osim. Right? It could call the remembering doing. Right? Because it says that they will do these days, and we're saying that's a reference to the doing the Megillah, right? So it implies like, and this is what you're saying is like that it's the doing of the days of Purim includes Kriyas Megillah. It's like the way you make the days of Purim is through two things, literally through actions. And also through the remembering, which, so to speak, accompanies those actions. Right? It's like that's how you make Purim. The way you make the days of Purim is through, it's a mix. It's not just through actions. Actions are true, you replicate what they did. But the actions alone, without, so to speak, the meaning to the actions, is lacking. So it's like you read the Megillah, explain the events upon which the day is based, and then you act out the day. And those are two components of making the Yom HaPurim. It's not like a separate mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which happens to be on the day of Purim. But it's like, it's part of the making of the day. The way you make the day of Purim is you bring to mind the ideas of Purim, and then you act out and you celebrate the way they celebrated on Purim. You're like a package deal. Right? A package deal of creating the days of Purim. And there's Osim, right? Because Osim is a reference to Megillah as well, and making the days. And that's why it compares in the puzzle. The other name is Karam and Asim. These days are remembered and done. So like done, doing has like the doing form of doing, and then there is Karam, which accompanies the doing. But they're really parts, two parts of one thing, of creating the days of Purim. Okay, and therefore, when you refer to making the days, you could be referring to the Mikra Megillah, because that's part of making the days. Part of making the day. So if the Megillah says they accepted to make the days, kichsavim v'chizmanam, it could be equally applicable to the Mikra Megillah, because that's part of the Asiya, part of the making of the days. And yesterday we were kind of talking about it more as like the Mikra Megillah is like a reenacting of the events. That's what we were talking about, it, that you reenact the events of Purim in reading, in thought, and in action. Right, that's what we were talking about yesterday. It's like a reenactment. That was the comparison we were talking about yesterday. You reenact the events through partying like they partied and talking about it in your mind, going over the events and experiencing the events as if they're happening now. That was like the emphasis was on the reenactment, the experience yesterday. But this is a different idea. This idea is that you're creating Yimei HaPurim. And the way you create the days is through acting on them, but the action has a corresponding zechira. There are ideas which help create the Yimei HaPurim. If you did the actions but you didn't read the Megillah, it would be, so to speak, like the days wouldn't be created. You wouldn't be creating the days properly. The days aren't just party days. They're party days that have an ideational content associated with those, that party. So the reading of the Megillah is part of the creation of the day. Right, but if you just read the Megillah and you didn't party, then you'd also be lacking the creating the days, because then it would just be a day of thinking about, you know, experiencing ideas in the abstract. So the two go together to make, to create the Yimei HaPurim and to render it into like a certain type of a yom. Of a yom, a real yom mishnah simcha attached to ideas. Okay. So now it says, fine. So let's take that as a given. That the asiya really includes two things. It includes the active asiya, the active making of the day, and the creation of Megillah, which gives the ideational content to the asiya. So that's all, that's part of the asiya. So it's a secondary part of the asiya. Okay. So now it says there's a comparison between Zmanam and Ksavam. So Zmanam can't be out of order. What does that mean, Zmanam can't be out of order? So it says you can't, if you miss the Megillah on 14, you can't go back and do it on 14. Right? Now, presumably, that could also be a reference to the Suda, right? The Osim. That if you missed celebrating it on the 14th, you can't go back afterwards and celebrate on the 14th because you missed it, right? Why is that a reference to Megillah? Or it could be a reference to all the Asiyah, the Ola Osim. And that's same, that was your point. I mean, it could be a reference to everything. Why not? Why not? It has nothing to do with, you know. But what does it mean, Kichsavam v'chizmanam? Well, there's a comparison. Zmanam has to be in order, and Ksavam. Ksavam v'chizmanam. Like they wrote, and like their times. Just like the writing has to be in order, just like their times, the time has to be in order, so too the writing, or the something like that, has to be in order. So what does this mean now, the writing, and what's the idea? What's the concept which we're learning through this Hekesh, which results in the bottom line in Halacha that Megillah can't be read out of order? Right? I mean, that's what we have to kind of clinch the thing now.
Yeah, okay. So I think what Sammy's saying is good. Maybe I'll say it a little differently, but I think the main approach is the same. Is that let's try to stay very close to the facts of what it's saying. Okay, maybe we go further or deeper. But just the shot of the thing is saying there's a comparison between somehow how it's Zmanam, the timing of the mitzvah, and Kechsavam. So just what's pshat in Kechsavam? Let's just think of pshat in the Pasuk. Forget about all or anything fancy here. The Jews accepted upon themselves to make these days of Purim Kechsavam. Like they wrote. And like their times. Right? What does it mean? Like they wrote. So I think it means like they wrote. Like we'll do like what they do. They said we should do. They wrote down whatever we should do. And we're gonna do the thing like they wrote we should do it, right? I mean they wrote what we should be doing. So we're accepting upon ourselves to do like they instructed us through writing. And like their times, like they actually did in their times. Right? Just shot. That's what it means. Like, yeah. Right, without getting fancy, make a Megillah, whatever. As we accepted upon ourselves to do like they wrote to us, which is also like their times. They didn't just write to us to do it, but it's like their times, like what they did. Right? So we're doing it like what they wrote to us and like their times. Okay? So in the manner in which they wrote to us, which is also in line with what happened in their times. Okay? So there are two parts to that, right? And it's saying is that there's a comparison, and the comparison is vis-a-vis this halacha of l'mafraya, which means that there's an order. The thing is, just like in their times, there's an idea of order, and you can't mess it up and switch around from the way their times was and do it out of order, so too in listening kichsavam and acting like what they wrote to us, what they told us to do, it has to be in order. Okay? In other words, there's two ideas in the order. This order of that you have to order it like their times, like the events in their times or the days in their times. But then there's order within following what they wrote to us to do. We have to follow the order. Okay? Now, where did they tell us an order? Is there anywhere as an order, for instance, that we should first give Shekhalach Manos and then do Mikra Megillah and then do Matan Savyanim? There is no order of that. There simply is no order. Right? The other mitzvahs don't really have an order. So if you're saying that there's a comparison between Kesav and Chizmanu, that there's two instances of the order, that we must follow their decree in the order in which it was, you know, just follow what they set up in the or with an order to it. That's the comparison, is they both have a concept of order. So there's the order, the Zmana means we must follow their order in the days, like their days were ordered. And also, we must follow the order as they wrote. So the thing is, where did they write an order? So the answer is, they wrote an order in the Megillah. The Megillah was written with an order. And part of the mitzvah of making these days, making the day, is making the day through the Mikra Megillah. And when they set up Nizkarim and Mikra Megillah, they wrote the Megillah with an order. Right? And we have to remember it through... You have to remember the miracle and create, you know, give the day an additional content through Kriyas Megillah. So the thing is, now could we do it in our own order, or do we have to follow their order? Right? So the thing is, that's Kesav Chizmanim, that there's a comparison. There's a comparison that in two regards, you must stick to the order which the day is set up. When you're making the day, you must stick to the order in two regards. First of all, in terms of the order of the days, and then within the days, the order of the activities, which the order within the activity itself, you must stick to the order. And the thing is, that only how could have applicability vis a Mikra Megillah. There is no order in the other aspects of the day. So there's the order of when you do it, and then there's an order, so to speak, of how you do it. The order of when you do it is which days you do it. The order of how you do it is in one of the mitzvos ayom, part of the nasim, part of Leo's osim, part of the making of the day, one of the parts has an order to it. And the limud is teaching you that if it has an order, you can't make it put in your own order. You can't say there's 2 days, Shushan Parim and Parim, whatever, I'll switch the order, who really cares? I have 2 days, I celebrate both of them anyway, so I'll mix around the order. Anyways, I have 2 days anyways, you can't mix it, you can't put it in your own order. Similarly, in the Mikra Megillah, you can't just say, look, there's a story, they told us to read the Megillah to remember it. They told it in a certain order, but I have my own order to remember it. Saying is, no, that part of the decree was set up with the order built in the day, both in the days of the thing, and the order of the days, and in the order of the mitzvah, the internal order of the mitzvah, which is only in Mikra Megillah. Right now, but maybe you could go further or deeper. Why it is that they both have to be in order? That's in a certain sense. I guess I'm just defining what it's saying. You know, it's defining is that there's a comparison between two different things, vis-a-vis some part of the osim of the day, and it could only because both of the comparison is in the framework in the area of order, mafreya, and that must have applicability vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. That's the only thing. So therefore, you could deduce that the order following their takana and the order of the thing is vis-a-vis Mekah Megillah, and that teaches you the halacha that has to be done in order. But again, you could only have said this if you have the comparison of Niskar v'Naasim, which teaches you that Mekah Megillah is part of the making of the day, because otherwise they're just talking about make the days in order. Fine, so I have to do 15 before, 14 before, 15, but making them, nothing else has an order. None of the mitzvahs of making it. Making it, I'd say, is only the Shalach Manos, the Yalom, and the Sudan. There's no such thing as order. So that's what you need. That's what he says. Even though the Pasuk says Otsim, they're compared. His Karm and Asim go together. So since they go together, when it says that you should make them in order, it could be a reference to Mikra Megillah as well. But that's not that point of this Karm and Asim. Reminds me of like how you have like a day of celebration, but it has a corresponding intellectual activity, so to speak, which gives it a context. It's like, I'm just thinking is that on Yontif, which is like, you know, you have Simchas Yontif, so you don't quite have that, per se. Right? I mean, it's a chag, and the day is a moed l'chnei Hashem, you know? You go to the Mikdash or whatever, but there's no like reading which sets the stage. I mean, I guess there's Kriyas HaTorah, but there's always Kriyas HaTorah, you know? It's not really like, it doesn't seem like you have this thing going on. But it could be is because, see, in the Deoraisa, when you're dealing with Deoraisa, there's a Kedushas Hayom. It's a Yom, it's a Moed. It's a day, which is a day of meeting with God, so to speak. It's intrinsically, the Yom is intrinsically a day of Lefnei Hashem. It's part of the very substance of the Yom, that it's a separate day, you're removed from your Wastaf, it's Lefnei Hashem. And then you have Simcha in the context, it's automatically in the context of Lefnei Hashem. It's not just your own plane, just the drinking and eating wine. Because it's a yom, it's even drinking wine on Yontif, and it's a real Kedusha Yom. But Megillah, but Purim is really just a yom chol, essentially. There's no Kedusha Yom. The Rabbana can't make a substance of yom. So it's really just like a regular day. Now you're just going to make a party day. The party day has to somehow hook in to the events and ideas of what the party is about. So therefore, it's Niskar v'Naasim, and the Rabbana had to build in that there's the ideational content which that hooks in, because the yom doesn't have a substance like it does in the deraisa. In the deraisa day, it's automatically related via the very substance of the kedushas hayom. You know, but since the Darabana doesn't have that, it could be that's why they held they had to build them together, and that's all part of the osa, the yos osa. It is creating the day through these two parts. What's interesting is like, what's the underlying idea according to Rabbi Hanan? I feel like, I don't know. We're not exactly saying what the underlying idea is. We're just kind of defining it. Like yesterday, we were getting an underlying idea about the reenactment, and reenactment has an order, and therefore it's not really experiencing it if you do it out of order. This is a different point. This is just saying is that Mordechai and Esther set up, and the Jews accepted to. It could be it's like an idea that they accepted upon themselves to stick to the formula as set up by Mordechai and Esther, and in an exact way, with order and tact. In both regards, both the order of the Mikra Megillah and the order of the days. I mean, it could be just the simple, I mean, without going too far, it could be as like the idea of sticking to that. The part of the thing was Zichram L'Yosef Mizaram, that these events and the whole day would last forever. It's an important idea. The ideas in Megillah were very important to Kal Yisrael, which is other philosophical ideas involved in it. Jews like reaccepted the Torah and these concepts. Like the Chazal say that in the Moshe Mashiach, all the books of the Tanakh are going to be batal, be knocked out, except for the Chumash and Torah, Torah's Moshe, and Megillah's Esther. So apparently Megillah's Esther, which is interesting, but that's a fact. The Megillah's Esther is the unique significance in Torah. And they wanted to make Purim to have a strong Kiyum, to last. And it could be is the way they set it up, and the Jews accept it, is to stick to the way that it was set up by Mordechai and Esther. Yeah, exactly. And the order, you don't switch around the order of the days, you don't read the Megillah in a different order. That's all part of the halachic, the way that the day has kiyum. It actually reminds me of a different thing that, in a similar vein, I mean, it's a side point, but a similar vein is like, the Megillah says they accepted upon themselves to make these days. So one thing it says, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Shevet, Shevet. Someone says, family and family. So Rashi, I think, there says, that they accepted upon themselves to have for the families to have to celebrate together with your family, you know. So Rabbi explained what kind of idea is that? Mishpacha mishpacha, right? Rashi says it's asim yachad, b'ochum yachad. So they gather together and they eat and drink together. And this is what they accepted upon themselves. Shiyameha Purim lo yavru, so that the days of Purim wouldn't pass out of existence. So it's like the idea of it being a family gathering is actually part of the Kabbalah, as with your families. Like it's not brought down halacha anywhere, but it's the Megillah. It's like the idea. I don't know if it's like a ma'akev or anything, but the idea of it being a family celebration is part of the thing. Part of the thing. Why? It's because those family things last. There's an idea like Thanksgiving. Everyone is people relate to it. There's certain emotions of family. It's a time where the family gets together. And that type of a thing it has lasting value. You know? It has the ability to last. So part of their Kabbalah was, this is where we explain the thing, is part of their Kabbalah was that it would be a family thing. It would be a family celebration. It's not just something that we each do privately, but we each do and, you know, we get together. It's a get-together. It's like a part of our calendar. We have this family get-together on Purim and we have our Sukkah. You know, and that's part of the Kabbalah that it would that they would not pass. They would not be forgotten. So part of the way that the Takana was set up and the Kabbalah was set up is in a way that it would ensure it's the lasting effect of the Purim. So it could be similarly it's saying, but that's so similar, it could be that's the idea here, is that they were to make it like they wrote, like they instructed, like their times, not changing the order of the way you read the Megillah, not changing the order of the days, which simply the Kabbalah was, is to even though maybe you could have argued intrinsically, why should it necessarily be so? I mean, you do have 2 days, but to have uniformity and to stick to the way that they originally set it up is part of the Kiyama, I think. You know? That's a different, totally different idea than yesterday's idea. Right? I mean, yesterday's idea was a different idea, which is that the reading of the Megillah is a reenactment of the events of the Megillah. You reenacted through action, you reenacted through concepts. And the experience of reenactment is in order. So it's like a different experience of reading the Megillah by doing it in order. Because that's how you relive the events. Today's idea is a different idea. Rechonala we're saying is a different idea. It's an idea of just sticking to the way they set it up. It's more like the halacha, the parallel between Purim and Freya. It's good actually with Matt, that point you mentioned is the order. Like Rashi says he can't do it out of order, it means 14 can't do it before 15. It just means that there's an order. There's an intrinsic order. You can't have time, it doesn't go backwards. Because it's an idea. So too, the events, the story has an intrinsic order to it. You know, and the remembering has an order to it. But this is the Rabban Chananel is pointing to you trying to do the mitzvah in a different time, in a different order. Because his whole framework is you're following the way the thing was set up originally. So it's good that he's pointing to you're doing it out of order. Because that's the whole idea, is that it's a halacha that it can't be l'mafreya. You can't switch around the order. You know what I mean? Rashi didn't care about that because that wasn't relevant to Rashi's framework. Right? It's interesting.
It's similar, like,
right, exactly. Like, Rabban Chananel knows 14 can't be before 15 because time, that's the way time goes. That's not the point. The point is you can't try to switch around the days and do it in a different time. That's his point, according to Rechonala. And I think also it answers that other question, Matt, you were asking about the Girsa, is Ma'az Manam L'mafreyal is Ma'asiya, right? And is Karvan Asim? I think that ends up working out, right? Because it's saying just like the Asiya is L'mafreyal, the doing can't be L'mafreya, which means within the Asiya itself, there is a halacha of L'mafreya, which is the doing of the days can't be, that's just in the timing of the days. Right? And in the doing of the days, there is an idea that it can't be out of order. Namely, in the acting, the timing of the days, you can't switch around the order of the days. But also the Zechira, also is L'mafreya, means there's a new facet of this idea of following the order, which is in the framework of the Zechira, which is like an additional idea. You know, that's where the Nizkaran, the Nechtavim, Kirsam of Zmanah finds fruition in the framework of the Zechira. The remembering, the Mikra Megillah has to be in order, both in when you do it and also in how you do it. But I mean, in Asiya, there is also I'm not sure about what Chanel's Gersa, but there is also order in Asiya, which is in celebrating the thing can't be on different days. You know? I'm saying, right, the second act is coming out and showing you that the Zechira and Asiya go together. Means they both form the Asiya, making the days apart. But what's the, like, is that just telling us an idea, a concept? There's no halachic value. So the halachic that finds its halachic fruition in the other limud, which is the idea of vis-a-vis l'mafreya. That just like in the asiya there's a din l'mafreya, so too in the remembering there's a din l'mafreya. But not only there's a din l'mafreya, there's a further, the full two-part l'mafreya order finds its fruition in the Zechira. I mean, but the comparison between the remembering and the doing is has this halachic value when it comes to the halacha of the mafraya. So it could be if you're mechal ragirsa, the idea is it's just showing you that the halachic, you know, this comparing the niskarim and asim halachically expresses itself in the framework of mafraya. But then the first one shows you how so, how exactly it does it in its two facets. You know what I mean? Again, I'm not sure. I don't want to spend too much on it because we don't know exactly where Hal's gear. So clearly, he had something different about his. I think it's clear. There's something different about his gemara. You know, so we don't know his gear. So it's hard to stick. You know, but there is a halacha of a seal mafreya. Exactly. No, it's the hekesh of just like a seal is mafreya lo. So there's zechira. That's not the conceptual content of the comparison between asiyah and zechira. The conceptual content is that they're two parts of asiyah. But the halachic, where that has any halachic value, the bottom line, practically, what does it mean? It means vis-a-vis l'mafraya. So that's what the Gemara is expressing, because in a certain sense, that's the essence of the limud. Because if you look at a limud as a tool of teaching a halacha, then that is the essence of the limud. If you look at it like the underlying conceptual idea, that's the way we kind of, what we're trying to get at. But the purpose of the limudim is to teach us the halachas which stem from those concepts, not necessarily the concepts in the abstract. You know? So that's what the Gemara is referencing. Tomorrow.
Are you sure tomorrow?
I think so. Tomorrow's not a fast day, right?
Thursday. Oh, right.
Right? So what they do tomorrow is again the Gemara of what day you sell, how you define walled cities. Do you go by the time of Achashverosh, or do you go by the time of the Yeshua Benam? Okay, it's a Gemara on Rambez and Mabez. It's basically, it's the Gemara says it's based on our Mishnah, and then the Gemara, Mishnah, the very beginning of the Masechta, and then the Gemara, which says, "Masnisin Zloki Haytana." It's like the fourth wide line. So you go till basically, if you want to go till the till a few lines down, till it explains the two different shittos. Mainly till the whole of the Nasa Vanes. Okay, Shiny Shush and whole Nasa Vanes. Also, we need to look at the Rama. The Rama is so important, though. There's Rama. You need to find the Rama there. It's, where he explains why we go the days days of Yeshua Benam. Okay, he explains it all about. Yeah.